早晨。
My name is Pastor James Shao.
我係專牧師，蕭牧師。
And usually on Sunday mornings, you'll find me about 500 feet over there.
通常咧，你係喺主日嘅崇拜嗰時候見到我咧，大概五百尺外嘅。
I serve our brothers and sisters in, who are in the English-speaking congregation.
因為我喺英文堂嗰度係服侍弟兄姊妹。
And it's a joy to join you this morning to worship together.
今日朝早係非常之有喜樂嘅，可以同大家去服侍大家。
And today we're going to talk at the end of this message. You're going to be able to see and know how to use mercy as a form of worship of Jesus Christ.
今日我哋嘅崇拜，我哋今日嘅经文咧，系话我哋点样去用能够用怜悯去敬拜神。
That was part of the plan to make sure everyone is awake.
呢啲咁嘅一个噪音咧，系希望大家咧可以清醒，可以听讲道。
Today we're going to talk about indiscriminate mercy.
我哋今日讲咧系呢个无私一视同仁嘅怜悯。
So I want you to imagine with me that you're at a supermarket.
希望大家同我一齐想象下，你系喺一个嘅去买餸嘅 supermarket 嗰度，超市度。
And your child is with you shopping.
你嘅细路仔系同你一齐嘅去买餸。
And you are buy all your groceries and you're in line to get ready to check out.
你买晒所有嘅餸啦，咁你同你细路仔一齐咧就排队去预备俾钱。
And in front of you, checking out, is a mom with four children screaming.
在你的前面就是一个妈咪，跟着就有四个在喊啊，吵的小孩。
And your child kind of pulls on the sleeve of your arm.
你自己的小孩就好像拉着你的手衫袖了。
They recognize one of the children is one that was not very nice to them in school.
你嘅細路仔話俾你聽咧，佢認得咧頭前面嗰幾個細路仔裏面其中一個咧係你認得嘅，佢哋喺學校都對你唔好嘅。
So as she's checking out, this mom with the screaming children and babies and checking out, she gets a coupon for the formula, but the coupon is not accepted.
咁呢個喺你前面嘅媽咪好忙亂嘅，有四個細路仔又喊緊又剩咧，佢咧就然後咧就有一張嘅優惠券係賣奶粉嘅。
And she just seems like a mess, and she just erupts in anger. She goes, "Well, your store, your formula is too expensive. Everything is too expensive at your store."
咁咧，呢個嘅優惠券咧係唔可以用嘅。呢個好凌亂嘅媽媽咧，就係喺度跟住喺度嘈喺度嘅埋怨，就係話你哋呢個嘅鋪頭超市咧，嗰啲嘅奶粉實在太貴啦，實在非常之嘅昂貴。
And your patience is running out.
你喺度咧，你嘅忍耐能力咧已經慢慢咧漸漸嘅退卻。
The cashier says either pay for this or don't pay for it. You have to decide and finish checking out.
個收銀員咧就同佢講啦：，你一係咧就係俾錢，一係咧就唔要，唔俾錢。
What would you do?
你會點咧
？Would you judge her? Would you say, well, you're looking at her shopping cart and there's all this soda and candy and junk food and you think to yourself, if you weren't buying all this junk food, you could afford the formula.
你會唔會喺心裏面咧喺度批評佢話：，誒睇下呢個前面呢個媽咪，話奶粉嘅貴又剩，但係其實咧嗰個嘅買嘢嗰個嘅車裏面咧係非常之咧多嘅又汽水啊，又嗰啲嘅立亂嘅零食。
Would you passively make them feel uncomfortable by constantly staring at them to make them realize that they're causing everyone to wait?
你會唔會係非常之用你嘅眼光去掘住佢哋，以致到咧佢覺得唔好意思，話咧你係嘥咗佢嘥咗你好多時間。
Would you decide to just take charge and just say out loud, "Could you please decide? We need to finish checking out."
或者咧，你好主動嘅咁同佢講噶，唔該你快啲決定啦，你快啲決定你買唔買啦，我哋都要俾錢啦。
Or maybe you just want to avoid conflict, so you take out your phone and you just start swiping.
或者咧，你咧係唔想有咩任何嘅同佢爭執下，你拎咗你手機出嚟咧，自己去睇下嚇，好似當冇俾注意力佢咁。
Or
或者
，Would you offer to pay for her groceries?
你話俾佢聽，你願意幫佢俾呢個奶粉。
Despite that relationship that's not so good with your child and her child.
雖然佢嘅細路仔同你嘅細路仔，佢哋唔係好朋友。
Would you offer to go get the right formula for them?
或者你會主動嘅同佢講，我去嗰個 嗰個 aisle 嗰度再同你揾下嗰個啱嘅奶粉啦。
We often feel annoyed when people get in the way of our lives.
我哋好多時候當人哋令到我哋做嘢唔順利嗰陣時，我哋都會俾佢激怒嘅。
And specifically in moments like this, God is talking about how to worship and obey Him.
特別係呢啲咁嘅咁瑣碎嘅事情裏面，神係教導我哋點樣去敬拜佢，點樣去愛佢。
That in this text, God is commanding indiscriminate mercy.
喺經文裏面，神喺度教導我哋點樣去有一個一視同仁嘅憐憫。
That means even mercy to our enemies.
就係話憐憫係俾我哋嘅仇敵。
And this is tough truth to hear.
呢個係好難令到我哋心裏面接受嘅嘢嘅。
It feels like on your soul when you cut with a knife on a plate and it scratches that plate and your ears don't like that sound.
其實好似咩咧？好似就係我哋喺個碟嗰上面，我哋揾一刀喺度切一啲嘢，切到咧係出咗一啲嘅好難聽嘅聲音，令我哋好難接受。
Our nails on the chalkboard，
或者係我哋用嘅粉筆喺嗰個嘅黑板嗰度咧寫嘢發出嘅聲音。
We don't want to listen, but we need to hear the truth。
我哋係唔想聽嘅，但係呢個係真理。
Everyone agrees that mercy is a good thing。
每個人都會承認嘅，憐憫係一樣好嘅嘢。
But we don't see it the way God sees it.
但係我哋嘅睇法對憐憫係同神睇嘅係唔同。
We see it as mercy as something that's extra, something that's optional, something that is outside of our habits.
我哋可能人睇嗰陣時睇憐憫係可有可無，係有選擇性嘅。
But is mercy an option?
但係憐憫係咪一個選項，可有可無咧？
We're here in Exodus chapter 23. And we're in the laws.
我哋睇出埃及嘅二十三章，我哋睇到神颁发嘅律法。
There's laws before it, and there's laws after it.
喺呢章之前有律法颁布，之后亦都有。
And so it looks like God is saying mercy towards even your enemies is essential.
喺度神讲到律法，呢个怜悯系俾你仇敌，亦都系重要，系需要嘅。
So I'm going to unpack this very densely packed two verses, and we're going to talk about three things.
我们一起慢慢解读这两节的圣经。
We're going to talk about the reason for mercy, we're going to talk about the prescription for mercy, and then lastly, we're going to talk about the provision for mercy.
我们会讲下为何要怜悯，我们讲下什么叫怜悯，还有我们如何得到怜悯。
First thing, we're going to talk about the reason for mercy.
首先嘅，我哋系讲话点解我哋有怜悯。
God prescribes mercy to awaken us to the deadly levels of self-centeredness.
神俾我哋怜悯，系令到我哋喺我哋嘅好令我哋好有自我中心嘅里面，令我哋解放出嚟。
Remember, we're here in Exodus, and Moses has delivered God's people out of Egypt.
我哋喺出埃及记睇到，摩西点样去带领以色列人出埃及。
God through Moses has delivered God's people away from all outside threats.
摩西喺出埃及记嗰度系带领以色列人喺啲外患嗰度带佢哋出嚟出埃及。
And what God knows and what Moses knows also is that there are inward threats inside of our hearts.
但系摩西知道，呢啲以色列人都知道，喺佢哋心里面亦都系其实有内忧，就系呢啲嘅犯罪。
Israel may be delivered from the hand of Egypt, but they have not been delivered from prevailing sin.
虽然以色列人系被带出埃及，避开呢个嘅外患嘅威胁，但系佢哋心里面仲未解除呢个内忧。
And these laws that Moses is recording is to flush out from the inside out self-centeredness.
其实摩西神颁布呢啲嘅律法嗰阵时，就系帮助佢哋喺佢哋心里面，将佢哋呢个心里面嘅罪，将佢去慢慢嘅去解除。
Moses is consecrating Israel to God.
摩西系将啲以色列人分别为圣。
He is making Israel exclusively trusting in God.
摩西系特别将啲以色列人将佢哋分开向住神，系直接嘅系属于神。
Self-centeredness is spiritual death.
自我中心是一个灵命，是致死的灵命。
In Psalm 115, it paints a picture of what spiritual deadness looks like.
在诗篇115篇是讲到一个灵命死亡的一个境况。
And it uses the image of an idol.
他们用一个偶像，一个这样的图画去告诉我们。
It has a body and a shape of an animal or a creature of a person, but it's not really an animal or a creature or a person.
虽然这个偶像是有这个好像人这个身体这个样式，但他们没有这个生命。
They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see, ears that cannot hear.
他们有口就不能言，有眼却不能看。
And that's the scariness of spiritual death, is that we can have eyes, but we can't see the problem. We can have ears, but we cannot hear. We have mouths, but we cannot speak.
其实这个灵命的死亡是非常之可怕。你想想，我们有口不能言，我们有眼也都看不到，我们有耳朵听不到。
And when we look at this text, we sometimes look at it and we have a lot of questions.
我们看这段经文的时候，很多时候我们都有很多的问题。
This doesn't seem like a good use of my time.
好像这个不是令我好好善用时间。
I could use my time to help people who deserve help.
或者我可以用一些时间去帮一些人，他们需要我帮助。
I don't even own a donkey.
我都不会有一个养个驴的。
I don't own an ox. Does anyone own an ox?
这里哪位在座的是家里有养牛的呢？
Do you own an ox?
我没有。
I don't own an ox. So why are we here, Pastor James?
你問啊，蕭牧師，點解我哋要去講呢段經文咧？你冇養牛，我哋都冇養牛嘅。
Why doesn't God say, well, if your neighbor's Lexus is broken down, then go help them?
或者你可以話，其實當我哋屋部啊 Lexus 嘅車壞咗嗰陣時，或者我哋需要幫助。
We're hearing this text because there's a certain truth that we all need to see.
我哋睇段經文，係咪呢經文裡面有真理係我哋需要知道嘅
？It doesn't matter if it's a donkey or an ox or a Lexus.There's a self-centeredness that we need to walk away from.
無論是牛，無論是驢，或者甚至一部 Lexus 的名車，但是這個當中的真理告訴我們，我們需要從我們的自我中心去離開。
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, Every man must decide to walk in the light of altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness.
有名的馬丁路德金他曾經講過一句名言，他說每一個人都需要決定他究竟要在幫人行走幫人為人的利益方面去幫人助人的這個名路上行，還是在自我中心這個的毀滅上這個黑暗中行走。
If you operate out of selfishness, you won't only see enemies as people that are hindering you from your life.
如果我哋咩嘢都系从自己嘅出发点、自我中心去谂嘢嗰阵时，我哋见到每一个人仇敌全部都系去阻碍我哋嘅行事。
You'll start to see coworkers preventing you from your goals, and you'll see them as enemies.
你会见到你嘅同事去做一啲嘅嘢，可能会觉得佢哋系阻碍到你嘅发展，佢哋会成为你嘅仇敌。
You'll see friends who are not helping with your goals, and you'll see them as enemies.
你會見到朋友啊，見到佢做嘅嘢唔能夠令你達到目標嘅，你會將佢從朋友變為仇敵。
If family is preventing you from your goals and they're making you frustrated and tired, you will see them as your enemies.
當你嘅家人去做一啲嘢或者令到你唔能夠達到你嘅目標嗰陣時，嗰啲嘅家人亦都會能夠成為你嘅仇敵。
Lastly, when you see that God's not blessing you to get what you want, you'll see God as your enemy.
當最後。當你做嘅嘢，你發覺神冇幫助你嘅時候，可能最後神都成為你嘅仇敵。
If you see God as your enemy, that is spiritual death.
如果你覺得神係你嘅仇敵，這個就係你靈命嘅死亡。
The reason God prescribes mercy, the reason why God commands mercy, is to flush out, especially mercy to our enemies, is to flush out that spiritual death.From the inside out.
神指示我们要怜悯，其实是帮助我们，叫我们从这个罪恶里面，从里面到外面，是要走出来，在这个自我中心走出来。
So we talk to you about the reason for mercy. Let's talk about the prescription for mercy.
我们刚刚看了就是 需要怜悯的原因，我们现在想一下，就是说这个的为何这个怜悯就是我们要这个指示。
In God's word, and according to his character, and according to his will, mercy is not optional.
我们看神的话语的时候，发觉原来怜悯这件事不是一个选项来的。
This verse is actually embedded in civic law. How do believers, how do God's people interact with each other, with strangers?
其实这段经文这个律法就在这个的我们民事的一个公平上面，其实是深藏在里面的。
But we need to unpack it, because in these two verses, it's a lot of packed information.
这两节经文虽然很短，但其实里面很多深的含义，我们要慢慢的将它解开，去解读。
Have you ever used those vacuum-packed bags to pack your blankets or clothes, and you suck out all the air and the bag shrinks?
你曾经有没有用过一些的真空的一些的袋，将一些的毛毡放在里面，令到将它真空抽出来，那时候令到它很细呢？
You have to open the bag, let it puff up, and then you can take out the blanket and use it.
你要打开这个的真空袋，那时候将那些空气可以进去，令到慢慢那时候你可以拿这个的毛毡出来。
I'm going to give you a key to how to unpack and unlock the meaning in this text.
我告诉你一个关键，怎么去看这个经文去解读它。
And in this text, there's this term, there's this tool that's called merism.
在这里其实这两节经文有一个很关键的用一样东西，就叫 merism。
Merism is a tool that's used a lot in the Old Testament.
这个是一个分身修辞法，在圣经里是会用的。
And it's a combination of two very different words in order to capture the idea of its entirety.
这个修辞法就用两个相对很不同的一个的名词，将它摆在一起，去代表一个的整体。
So, for example, if I said old and young came out to watch the new movie.
例如我说老老少少的出来看这套的戏。
So, old and young is the merism, and that doesn't mean that 99-year-olds and 1-year-olds came to see the movie, but what it means is everyone from between 1 to 99, all different people of different ages came to see the movie.
当我说老老少少都出来的时候，如果我用这个分身修辞法，其实我不是说91岁到1岁，其实我是说由老至幼，全部的什么年纪的人都一起出来。
If I said I searched high and low in my house to look for my keys, the high and low is a merism.
如果我说我高高低低在家里都找过了，找锁匙的时候，我不是说去高低，而是我整间屋都找过的意思。
There's three merisms in these two short verses.
在两节这么短的经文里面，我们看到三处的这个分身修辞法。
It talks about who do we help?
它讲到是哪一个被帮忙。
It talks about where is he?
讲到他在哪里。
And lastly, what happens to the donkey or the ox?
最后看到就说当这个驴和牛发生什么事。
And through these three repeated merisms, God is prescribing indiscriminate mercy.
在这个三个的分身修辞法里面，我可以看到神怎么去看怜悯。
So the first one, in verse 4, it says, if you meet your enemy.
在第一段我看到，他就说若然遇见你的仇敌。
So that means that you view that person as an enemy.
就是说你觉得那个人是你仇敌。
But in verse 5, it says the one who hates you. That means that you don't necessarily dislike this person, but that person doesn't like you.
第五节开始说约看见恨你的人，就是说你不一定觉得那个人呢是有什么不同不妥的，但他呢是不喜欢你，要憎你。
So who do you help? It doesn't matter if you don't like them or they don't like you, you show mercy.
那你帮谁呢？没问题，你去帮你不喜欢的人，或者不喜欢你的人都一样。
Where is he? In the first one, in verse 4, his donkey is going and roaming around, running around by itself. He's not there.
他那个牛在哪里？驴在哪里？在一至四节那里是讲到他是周围迷失路的。
In verse 5, he is with the donkey that's lying down, crushed under its burden.
在第五节讲到这个驴是压了很重的一个重担，压住了在地下。
It doesn't matter if he's not there or if he's there, you show mercy.
这个是无论他这只牛这个驴他们不在那里迷失了，还是在地下那里。
It doesn't matter if the donkey is running around.
无论这个驴是走来走去。
It doesn't matter if it's staying still right there, you help them.
還是這個爐是壓住在地下上跌了在那裡，你都要去幫他。
In all the situations, there is a need, there is a problem. And it's not that God is saying that they deserve it. What he's commanding is, show them mercy.
無論在哪個情況裡面，這個都是需要幫忙。無論這個牛、這個爐是怎樣的時候，神說你都要憐憫，你都要幫助。
He is saying that I am a God of mercy, and if you are my people, you too will have the power to show mercy.
神說我是憐憫的神，如果你是我子民的時候，你都要施行去實踐這個憐憫。
Mercy not just to the people you love.
憐憫不是就是你去愛去憐憫你喜歡的人。
Mercy not just the people you don't know.
憐憫不是說就是憐憫那些你不認識的人。
But what makes us the people of God is that we have the power to show mercy even to our enemies.
成為神的子民一個很重要的就是我們憐憫的不單止是我們愛的人，就是一些我們認為是仇敵和我們不對的人。
And Jesus continues this and he preaches about this himself.
耶穌也在聖經中繼續在這個憐憫功課上面繼續教導我們。
The longest and most recorded sermon, the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5 of Matthew, Jesus says he's not here to abolish the law, he's here to fulfill the law.
在耶穌最長講到登山寶訓裡面，在馬太福音第五章，耶穌也講到我來到不是要廢掉律法，我是要成全。
He commands the very same thing in Matthew chapter 5 a few verses later. He says, you've heard to say it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but he says, do not resist the one who is evil.
耶穌基督在馬太福音繼續在五章那裡說，你要聽的以牙還以眼還眼以牙還牙。
If one slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
如果有人打你的右臉，連左臉也轉過來由他打。
What is that right there?
這裡講什麼？
Merism.
這個就是個分身
手術。Full humiliation, right? You give your full face. If they ask you for your tunic, if they ask you for, they sue you and want your tunic, give them your cloak as well. It's your inner clothing.And your cloak is your jacket. From your underwear to your jacket, you're willing to give your resources to those that are evil?
首先，這裡也是一個分身羞恥法，就是為右臉和左臉給他打。另外就在這裡講到說，如果要拿你的裡面的衣服那陣時候，連外衣由他拿。這裡其實就是說，裡面外面，你都是要去大方去給予。
Stay with me. I know that this is hard teaching. I'm not saying that this is easy. I'm just saying this is what it says.
我知道這個可能是一個很難的觀念，但請大家也都留意，這個是一個很重要的觀念。
And if you stay with me, I'm going to show you where the power comes in, where this kind of mercy, this kind of power changes people. So stay with me here.
請大家留意，因為我知道雖然是很難的觀念，但是當你慢慢明白了解的時候，你會看到神的真理。
One last thing, if they ask you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles.
他對到話到就係話，如果有人強迫你走一里，你就同佢走兩里。
And very often people think of it in a linear way. Go 1 mile, okay, I'll go with you 2 miles, but the rest of the way you're on your own.
有好多人咧就以為咧係直線嘅，我嘅走一里，然後跟住我走兩里，然後跟住咧其他嘅時候咧就我就自己走啦。
What it's saying is, if you go with them, make sure that not only do you take them there, you take them back home.
呢度其實咧係講到，當有人逼你同佢走，你幫佢嗰陣時候咧，你就話你連翻你嘅回程嗰都同佢一齊。
And he says that you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but he says love your enemies.
佢話好多人都話係咪你要愛你嘅鄰舍，恨你嘅仇敵咧？但我話俾你聽，要愛你嘅仇敵。
He says, aren't the evil people doing the same? They just love the people they like and hate the other people that they don't like. But you will be different.You will be like God. You will trust in God's justice, and you will not take judgment on your own hands. You will trust in God, and you will love your neighbors and your enemies.
邪惡的人都會，佢都係愛佢哋愛嘅人，憐憫佢哋愛嘅人。但係係神嘅子民就唔同。我哋係連我哋唔愛嘅人，我哋嘅仇敵，我哋都係為咗佢哋，我哋都係去憐憫。
This is hard teaching because Jesus even knows how hard it is. He ends this sermon saying, so therefore be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
這個是可能是另一個很難接受的一個觀念的經文，但是最後耶穌基督也都說話，所以你們要完全，像你們的天父完全一樣。
Love is seeking what is good for the other person.
愛係淨係去為你他人嘅著想，去令到佢希望佢能夠得住好處。
And that is a very complicated statement.
呢個係一個好複雜嘅一個觀念。
And some people might be sitting here, or some people are tuning in, and they're thinking, so what about abuse?
有啲人咧就話
is love letting a person continue to abuse you?
你要愛你人嗰陣時咧，令到佢咧繼續嘅去虐待你。
What do I say to the wife whose husband is abusive? What do I say to the wife with kids that don't feel safe and they feel dangerous at home?
你點同一啲嘅或者受虐待喺家中受虐待嘅太太或者佢子女喺度講關於愛咧？
Love is complicated.
愛係非常之嘅複雜。
And love is about loving everyone, not just one person. So sometimes it's not only good, it's necessary to separate a dangerous spouse from another person.
愛係要愛，唔單止係愛一個人。愛係要有理智，所以有時候可能係受虐待情況下，我哋都可能要將佢哋分開。
Love is also removing a temptation to sin from someone.
愛亦都係將一個嘅一個引誘喺個人嗰度除去。
So love doesn't just always mean letting people do evil to you.
愛唔係話你希望你容許人哋咧去你哋欺凌你或者做一啲唔好嘅嘢。
Love is using what God gave you to think and judge what is the loving and good thing for this person.
愛係乜嘢咧？就用神俾你嘅智慧去諗下呢個人所做嘅所對你嘅呢樣係咪對佢有益處，係咪幫助到佢咧
？It might mean paying for the formula.For a mom with the wrong coupon,
可能係對於呢、這個頭先講到呢個買奶粉嘅媽媽，對佢嚟講係一個難處。
Because this child needs formula.
因為佢個細路仔需要奶粉。
Maybe love means forgiving your father who never built your confidence.
或者愛就係話要原諒你爸爸，因為佢從來冇俾你自信心。
Because with his brokenness and everything, he needs that forgiveness.
因為佢嘅破碎，因為佢嘅佢嘅不足，所以佢特別需要你嘅愛。
Love and mercy towards your enemy might mean giving dignity to someone who humiliated you.
愛係乜嘢咧？就係俾一啲可能令你好尷尬人，俾佢哋尊嚴。
Mercy might mean speaking truth to someone who has abused you.
憐憫係咩咧？就係對一啲可能係欺凌你嘅人，令到佢哋得到愛。
Speaking truth is allowing them to not continue in a lie.
你同佢哋嘅去講真話嗰陣時，令到佢哋明白咩嘅真正嘅愛。
Mercy can mean saying no to someone who's exploiting your kindness.
憐憫係乜嘢咧？就係對一啲可能係去濫用你嘅良善嘅人。
Because you're helping them break a unhealthy dependence.
你同佢哋説真理真話，令到咧佢哋知道呢樣咧係唔啱嘅。
These are different types and different situations what love and mercy to the enemies look like.
呢幾樣嘢就係幾個情況，就係我哋點樣去愛同埋去憐憫我哋嘅仇敵。
And if you've been able to follow and you feel this tension in your heart, then you're listening.
如果你一路聽我講嗰陣時候，你覺得心裡面扎心嘅，
you might be asking, how can I do this? How can I be that merciful?
咁你就問一個問題啦，我點樣先可以咁樣？我點樣先有咁多嘅憐憫咧
？How can I be that loving to that annoying driver or that irresponsible relative or that rude coworker？
我哋點樣先去對一啲令我哋好容易激怒嘅人，無論係司機、未定係同事或者家人
？It requires infinite mercy, and I'm a finite person.
其實佢哋都需要去無窮嘅憐憫嘅，但其實我係一個有限嘅人。
And that's the whole point.
呢個就係個重點啦。
Is that We don't draw mercy from our own strength, but we draw it from God.
个重点就系话，我哋唔系从我哋啲身上去拎到怜悯，我哋从神无穷嘅怜悯里面去支取。
There's many ways of saying the gospel, and one of the ways that we tell the gospel is that what God requires, what God demands, like law, what God requires, He provides.
有好多方面，我哋睇圣经嗰阵时候，有一样就系话。很多方面我们需要的时候神祂是会供应会供给的
What God demands of you He provides
当神祂命令我们指示我们做一件事的时候同样祂都会供给我们赐
And that's the good news
这个就是一个好消息
The key to being able to give mercy is to draw from mercy outside of yourself.
我哋點可以能夠可以去俾人去施予嘅憐憫？個關鍵就係話，我哋懂得喺我哋之外去支取呢個憐憫嘅力量。
As a matter of fact, outreach is mercy.
其實我哋去外展工作，呢個係一個憐憫工作。
That the existence of the Cantonese congregation in its focus is to be merciful to those who speak Cantonese.
我哋粵語堂，我哋嘅存在，弟兄姊妹嘅存在，其實就係話我哋向住我哋周圍嘅啊講粵語嘅一啲嘅朋友，我哋一啲嘅鄰舍，去到施行憐憫。
It's about removing all obstacles, especially cultural American obstacles, so that people can hear and experience the gospel.
因為我哋喺個憐憫當中就係話，我哋去拎走咗一啲文化上嘅差異，我哋用廣東話，我哋用粵語呢個文化去同佢傳揚福音。
And so, lastly, now we're going to talk about the provision of mercy.
最後我哋要講就係話呢個嘅憐憫嘅賜予嘅供給。
And God's mercy transforms how we see ourselves through Christ.
神佢自己嘅憐憫賜予係從耶穌基督身上令我得到一個改變。
Until you understand that we were enemies of God and that we received mercy, you will always be drawing on your own strength to show mercy to your enemies.
我哋好多时候都系会谂到我哋去自己嘅去俾出一个怜悯，但系其实我哋最要谂嘅就系话，我哋其实都系神，本来系神嘅仇敌，系因为神嘅怜悯嘅缘故，令到我哋可以成为佢嘅子民。
If you say, well, I'm a good person, that's why I'm saved, then you will not have the energy to help your enemies.
如果你說我是好人來的，所以我得救，我告訴你，如果你用這樣的態度的時候，你是不可以有這個憐憫的能力去幫助。
Now remember, not help them to do what they want in their goals, but help them in the way that what God wants in their lives.
我哋要講清楚，就係話唔係幫人去做啲咩嘢去達到佢哋目標，而係話我哋去用神嘅方法點樣去幫佢，令佢好處。
Being Christian means that you say to yourself, God, I was once an enemy to you, and you showed me infinite mercy, and you turned me from an enemy to family.
做基督係咩意思咧？就係話你同自己講，同神講，就係話神啊。我本來是你的仇敵，我是你的敵人，但因為你的緣故，那時候我願意的去跟隨你，以致到我可以成為你的人。
So the first step actually when you have trouble loving your enemy is to say, God, I don't have the strength to love my enemy.
或者你說，神啊，我沒有這樣的能力，我沒有這樣的力量 去愛我的鄰舍。
As a believer, I believe that you have the power to give me that strength.
但是你跟神說，就說神啊，是因為你的信徒，是因為相信你的緣故，我知道你有能力去幫助我，能夠成為這個憐憫的人。
As a believer, I believe that your goodness is greater than my goodness.
因為以基督徒來說，我知道神啊，你自己的偉大是多過我的。
As a believer, I believe that your righteousness is actually greater than my imagination of what your righteousness is.
作為一個信徒，我知道神啊，你自己的信實，你做的慈愛是大過我自己可能有想像，自己可以給予人的。
And if you're studying the Bible and you're looking at these two verses and you're looking and you're studying it, you might be asking, where does it say that?
當你看這兩節經文的時候，你可能會看說，這兩節哪裡有講到這件事呢？
It seems like it's just talking about donkeys and oxes.
它就好像講到驢和牛而已。
Jesus is in there.
耶穌都沒有在裡面的。
Why are you talking about Jesus now?
為什麼你在說耶穌基督呢？
Good. The fact that you're asking that question is good. I'm going to show you where Jesus is in this text.
如果你心裡面問這個問題，非常之好，我現在就要解釋給你聽。
I don't know the exact translation in Cantonese, but in the English, that last section of verse 5 says, you shall rescue it with him.
我不知道廣東話翻譯，但廣東話翻譯最後就說，務要同爐主一同抬開重托。
In the original Hebrew,It's not, there's no word for rescue there.
在希伯來原文呢，是沒有這個字，英文的翻譯呢，是拯救rescue這個字的。
There's a two-word construct right there.
其實那裡呢，是有兩個字連在一起的。
And it's two words in the infinitive and in the participle.
這兩個字呢，是一個的無限，一個的繼續進行式的。
The word is azah, to forsake.
這個azah這個字呢，就其實是離棄的意思。
So, infinitive and participle. Infinitive is when you put to and then the verb, right? So it says to forsake and then participle, right? You add an ing to the end of the verb. So to forsake, forsaking, and you put it together. And then the English, they make it easier to translate, easier for the understanding, you shall rescue it. But rescue is actually too simple and too short of a command. Because in that moment you rescue it, what the law prescribes is that you're to forsake, forsaking this person forever.
其實喺希伯來原文嗰陣時，呢個字咧係由兩個詞擺埋一齊嘅，意思就係話你要放棄、離棄佢嘅意思。喺英文度翻譯出嚟咧，就係一個好簡單嘅字，係拯救。其實冇解釋到真正呢個字啊一個好深嘅一個含義。
So in your mind, with all the options of what you can do, when you forsake, to forsake, forsaking is to take the option of walking away and not caring and throwing it away.
所以其實呢個意思就即係話，當你呢兩個字就係話你放棄或者拋開你離棄嘅，就係話你去離開呢、這個唔要呢個咁嘅選擇，係要離開呢個人唔去幫佢。
And forsake is a very powerful word in the New Testament。
離棄呢個詞喺新約度係非常非常之一個好重要有力嘅字。
That Christ Himself used the word forsake。
耶穌基督自己用呢個名詞。
He did not use it against his enemies. He used it on himself.
他用離棄這個詞不是用在仇敵上面，是用在自己身上。
He hung on the cross and he cried out to the Father, my God, why are you forsaking me?
當在十字架上受釘的時候，耶穌基督說，我的神，我的神，為何離棄我？
What that means is that he knew and felt the full pain of being forsaken.
在這裡的意思就是說，他完全的了解到明白到被離棄那種的痛苦。
He didn't pretend to be forsaken.
他不是說去假裝去離棄。
He was hanging there. He wasn't winking to God. Oh yeah, we're just going to pretend. He felt the excruciating pain of the Father's face turned away from him. The Trinity feeling that brokenness for that first time.
他在個十字架上被釘的時候，耶穌基督不是很輕易的就說哦離棄離棄，而是他可以感受到神第一次在這個三位一神裡面那個分開那個分離。
He experienced being forsaken for us for a short period of time so that we would never be forsaken for all of eternity.
耶穌基督為了我們在十字架上在一段短暫的時間被離棄被神離棄的時候，是為了什麼？為了我們能夠將來永遠不會被神離棄。
In Romans 5:10, it says, while we were still enemies, we were reconciled to God.
在羅馬書五章十節說，因為我們做仇敵的時候，神藉著神的兒子的死與神和好。
In 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, verse 21, he said, for our sake, he made him to be sin, which is Christ. God the Father made Christ to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
在哥林多后书五章二十一节那里说到，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
This is where the power comes in.
这个就是一个能力将
Mercy, forgiveness, it's not a prize.
就是说怜悯这个的不是一個後果。
Mercy is the cure.
憐憫是一個醫治。
You don't try to earn the mercy, you need the mercy to be cured.
我們不是說我們去怎樣去賺取憐憫。
We need to see mercy and forgiveness as the cure that cured us and the cure to cure others.
我們要看到憐憫和這個被饒恕這件事是一個醫治，以致我們都可以用這件事施行去實踐給人。
Can you imagine a doctor who has cured a patient? Let's say they had the flu, and flu's not a good one. They needed antibiotics. They had a bacterial infection. They needed antibiotics. They come in, the doctor prescribes antibiotics and gives it to the person. The person gets it, and then they're cured. And then they come back, and they're sick again. Can you imagine a doctor saying, I saw you already. I'm not going to help you anymore.
你可唔可以想象一下，一個醫生當個病人嚟到嗰陣時，因為佢有唔舒服，佢有病毒嗰陣時，神開一個依個醫生咧就開一個嘅抗生素俾佢，那個病人咧食完之後好翻，但係佢又再病話，就再翻轉頭話，這個醫生話我已經開過俾你啦，我唔要再睇你啦。
Oh, you broke your ankle. I saw you already. I'm not going to see you anymore.
哦，你跌斷咗只腳，我睇過你啦，已經，我而家唔睇你啦。
Oh, you had cancer? I gave you treatment. I'm not going to see you anymore.
医生会唔会话哦，你系有癌症噶？我睇过你啦，我唔会再睇你啦。
No, doctors aren't like that. They will see the patient again and again and treat them again and again until they're healed.
医生唔系咁嘅，佢系个医者心，就系话佢会睇一个病人，将佢有病嗰时睇完又睇，睇完睇，直至医好佢为止。
That is what Christ is doing for us every day.
耶稣基督每一日就系为我哋做呢啲嘅嘢。
We are products. We are alive because of God's mercy.
我哋之所以今日可以喺度，系因为我哋系神佢自己怜悯嘅结果。
And I'm asking you to have faith that even if it doesn't feel right, even if it doesn't feel good, to believe that it works.
我今日可以同大家讲，就算你唔觉得呢样嘢可能系你可以做到，但系你需要咁嘅信心。
Mercy is the cure, not the prize.
怜悯是一个医治，不是一个的奖赏。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Lord Jesus, you are certain of your completed work.
耶稣基督你自己来到的时候是完成。
Your work of mercy and forgiveness for our sake.
你要完成这个的怜悯是因为我们的缘故。
Help us to share in that certainty.
帮助我们去明白和去有个把握。
And may the reality of our standing before you change us.
愿意我们在你面前的时候，我们的有改变。
Lord Jesus, thoroughly and completely renew your people.
主耶稣，求你即系亲自嘅去更新我哋。
Make us eager to point others to the Lord of mercy.
令到你，令到我哋可以能够即系喺你面前可得到嘅怜悯。
In your name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督嘅名而求，阿门。